Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Perhaps you suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, or your mother or an aunt does. The autoimmune disease, RA for short, affects 1.5 million Americans, and most of them are women.
Their immune system, which protects them from infections, also causes chronic inflammation that can damage organs, but especially flexible joints. Scientists have been looking for ways to block this response and recently found one.
Their work focused on a group of cells called macrophages. Macrophages are in every tissue in our body and are crucial to our immune response. Thus, they're also in the synovial fluid, which cushions our joints.
In people with RA, the macrophages in this lubricating fluid have elevated levels of a family of proteins called toll-like receptors, or TLRs. TLRs are critical in the early immune response by sensing invading pathogens in the body, but in RA, they end up targeting the joint itself.
In a previous study, blocking TLR signaling seemed to improve patients' symptoms. In the new study, researchers also focused on TLRs, but this time on the molecules that process signals from the TLRs. This molecule is called IRE1-alpha.
Mice without this molecule had reduced inflammation and were protected from developing rheumatoid arthritis. Normal mice treated with the drug that inhibits this molecule also did not get RA.
These results show TLR signaling may indeed play a key role in this disease. If scientists can replicate the results in humans, would they be protected from RA, yet be more susceptible to infections?
Much is yet to be worked out, but if they could, the treatment would improve the lives of millions.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.